peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arm, we're leading, we're leaning, we're safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Praise the Lord. Now, before we sing any more of that song, let me just share a testimony with you that's just going to bless your heart. It's going to bless your heart. This is from Brother Keith Phillips. He says, I went back to the doctor today, and lab levels are up, so he released me to go back to work. I can eat whatever I want and go wherever I want, and I don't have to wear that mask. Depending on the kidney stone, I could be back to work within 2 weeks. Somebody say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we're leaning. We're leaning. We're safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning. We're leaning. I'm leaning on the everlasting arm.
Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting.
The Lord. Well, isn't that just like our Lord? To let somebody just turn in a testimony to the healing power of God manifesting itself in their life, Brother Keith. We're so proud and so thankful for that. Amen. We're just bragging on Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why don't you turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet him in the name of the Lord, tell him you're glad to see him in church on a Wednesday night. Let's sing a chorus of that again, if you will. Oh, yes, we're leaning, leaning, safe and secure. Those requests that you gave me, they're still in my phone. Those requests that you gave me, they're still in my phone. Amen. You can be seated for just a few minutes while we look at our prayer requests tonight. Sister Martha Ann sends this in to remember those that are in the storm there in Florida. I guess it's Michael. Is that it? Her nephew and his family, they have lost their home. It's been destroyed and different things going on there. So we just want to commit that family, all those folks in the path of that storm. May the Lord just be merciful to them. He's more than able to turn that storm another way. We know what he did to the last one, don't we? We know exactly what he did to the last one. So he's more than able. We just commit it all into the Lord tonight. I want to pray for Sister Victoria Thomas and her family. I want to remember them in prayer. Levels in her body have elevated and made come down to the kidney function is not doing exactly right. Just needs to function more properly. She's asking that we would remember that prayer request. Also, she has a large gash on her left leg that will not heal. She covets the prayers of a few people here at the church, so we just commit her to the Lord, her family. God's able to meet that need tonight also. I want to pray for Sister Peggy Kirkpatrick's grandson. He's facing, there's been some mix-ups in the courts, and she's asking that we would remember that prayer request. He's got to have a court appearance in the next little bit, so they're asking that we would just pray that all would be well in that situation. I want to pray for Brother Lynn Duggar tonight, having some heart issues. Just pray that the Lord would touch our brother. Brother Lynn Duggar, he's a precious brother. He really is. We just appreciate him very much. Sister Melissa Vaughn sends this in to please be in prayer for Alicia. It's a cousin to the McNulty family. 2 years ago, she was diagnosed with brain seizures. And since that time, her husband has asked for a divorce. She's lost her job as a nurse and has had to rely on her family for everything. On Thursday, she goes for the pre-op on her next brain surgery, which will be in November. The doctors haven't found the cause for her seizures and continue to hope for the best, but have no real answers at this time. She has requested that Happy Valley pray for her for healing in her body and also healing in her life. So we just want to commit that need unto the Lord, that God would just be mindful of her situation tonight. Brother Randy Scott sends this in to please pray for a gentleman by the name of Greg Comer. He's 41 years old. Has been battling cancer for 7 years. The doctors are only giving him days to live, and has children, an 11 and a 7-year-old. And just pray that the Lord would certainly be mindful of that situation. They're asking that those boys are asking that we would pray for their daddy. So let's remember that need tonight as we pray. Also, here's some Brother Brandon Green says, please keep my uncle Lonnie Hatfield in prayer. He has to undergo open heart surgery and would desire prayers on his behalf. Please keep my dad, Reed Green, in prayer. He is having some health issues, some challenges in his body. Brandon and Amy Green, they send that in. So we certainly want to pray for that need tonight, that the Lord would be mindful. All the unspoken prayer requests, I know there's many needs among us tonight. How many of you are committed to believing this, that we're serving a prayer-answering God? All kinds of testimonies, different things going on. Brother Branham said it wouldn't be a public show, but it's a body move, Brother Terry. We're experiencing great things in our midst. The greatest thing we could experience is the revealing of the Word of God in our lives and changing our lives, changing actually the way we think. Aren't you glad that you've got a message that will actually care enough about that God loves you so much He would even care how you think? Positive, good thoughts. There's healing in that. Do you believe that tonight? Somebody say, I believe it. So the rest of you say, I wished I believed it. Oh, we do believe it. It's not a wish thing. We do believe it tonight. Could we stand? You have an unspoken prayer request you'd like for this group to pray about, just for the raising of your hand. Brother Rob, come tonight. Take us to the Lord in prayer on behalf of these needs. We'll just commit all of them unto the Lord. Certainly appreciate Brother Rob Weber. Good brother. We love you, man. God bless you.
A lot of serious needs here. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you in prayer, and we have thanksgiving in our hearts as we are taught to come before the throne. I thank you for your grace to us. I thank you for the service about to come. I thank you for last weekend's services and how one builds upon another. Help us to create an atmosphere that we can hear the word. Help us to create an atmosphere that healing could flow from the virtue of the King. I pray, O God, for the day, Lord, that we don't have prayer requests. And I pray for the day that we're there at home. But for now, Lord, as you have asked us to pray and be good soldiers in this fight, Lord God, I pray, help us to become in one accord in this building. What would it be if we all had the same vision, the same objective, all these things? Everyone in this building had the same desire in our hearts to see these things move forward and testimonies come forth out of these prayer requests. Lord, help us. Help us to be more like you and put us in one mind in Christ Jesus, we ask. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Rob. God bless you. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting tonight with us in the service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that would be streaming the service, we pray this service would be a great blessing to those folks as well. Could we say it together? God bless our streamers. God bless our streamers. Give them a nice hand tonight, if you will. Praise the Lord. Let me make this announcement now. This is from Brother Barry Coffey, the Hickory Bible Tabernacle on October the 12th through the 14th. That's Friday, Saturday through Sunday. Please join us in special meetings and dedication of the Luther E. Roy Memorial Fellowship Hall. Guest speakers are going to be Brother Aaron McGarry, Brother Jason Watkins, and Brother Paul LaFontaine. Friday's services will be 7, Saturday at 10 and 7, and Sunday at 10:30. So if you can make that meeting, I'm certainly you would be blessed. Don't miss church here to go there. I hope Brother Barry didn't hear that, but if he did, Brother Barry, we love you, buddy. But if you can go on Friday night or Saturday, I know they'd be cordial to you and love to have you. We like to have you around here too. It's good to have you at home. It really is. We love you, home folks. Praise the Lord. We certainly do. You may feel like you're not missed when you're not here, but you are. You say, well, you don't even know my name, but I know where you sit. And you're missed. You're really missed. And I know everybody can't be here all the time, but we need you here when you can be. So somebody say, praise the Lord. That didn't cost you one nickel. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. Play a little bit of that. Let's sing it, buddy. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You got to give me something. Oh, yes.
name to redeem myself. His power is my constant source of help.
Amen. Brother Caleb Johnson, he got a song for us tonight. Brother Caleb, where are you at? If you come on the platform, bless his heart. I guess this is the first time. Is this the first time for him? Well, it's certainly not going to be the last now that we know you can sing, buddy. I'll tell you that. Brother David, if you come on the platform, be getting ready to sing just before Brother Darrell comes to preach. If you ain't got nothing on your heart, you know what we want you to sing. That's your claim to fame. It is well with my soul. Certainly appreciate our singers tonight. You can be seated. Give them a nice hand as they sing for you tonight.
Watching you, holding on for me, through the waiting and the wonder, somehow you still believe. If your faith is strong, someday you will find, it may not be as you expect, but I will come to you in a perfect time. Maybe waiting for the fire, and when I'm calling through the rain, you may be listening for thunder while I'm whispering your name. You may be searching for a sign to let you know that it's okay. Hold on, 'cause I'm on my way. I came to Abraham, and I was the sacrifice. For 40 years I walked with Moses through the wilderness of life. I came to Bethlehem, I saw them crucify the Lamb, and as I rolled away the stone, I heard him say, he's coming back again. You may be waiting for the fire, and when I'm calling through the rain, you may be listening for thunder while I'm whispering your name. Maybe searching for a sign to let you know that it's okay. Hold on, 'cause I'm on my way. You may be waiting for the fire, when I'm calling through the rain, you may be listening for thunder while I'm whispering your name. Maybe searching for a sign to let you know that it's okay. Hold on, 'cause I'm on my way. And I promise that I'm on my way.
Thank you. When peace like a river attendeth my way, or when sorrows like sea billows roll, or whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, even so it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet and the trials they'll come, or that this blessed assurance control, yes, that Christ has regarded all my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. Yes, it is well with my soul. It is well. My sin or the bliss of this glorious thought, oh, my sin not in part, but the whole, it's nailed with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight, and the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump of the angel, my soul.
Amen. Certainly appreciate our songs tonight, don't we? Praise the Lord. Just as Brother Darrell gets ready to come tonight to minister the word of the Lord, I want to pray for our brother, healing in his body, that the Lord just anoint him, give him precious things to say to us, which I know he will. He never fails to give us a wonderful meal every time we come to this place. Our God is awesome. What about our God? Is he awesome or not? Somebody say, my God is awesome. Give him one more big hand clap of praise tonight. My God is awesome. Yes, he's awesome. Oh, he's awesome. Yes, he's awesome. My God is awesome. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Oh, my God is awesome.
He is awesome.
Yes, he's awesome.
An awesome God we serve. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I was telling Brother J.D., I was down in Arkansas a few weeks ago preaching, and as a sister sent a letter by, I believe it was her niece, and the sister's name was T.J. Darby, and I think she's been here before, and she sent a letter that they had found a mass in her right lung. And so the little girl, or the young girl, come up and gave me the letter and said, T.J. told me to give you this letter. Said she's not doing too good. And so I said, well, let's just pray. We just prayed. And then later I opened up the letter, but I got a card from TJ just the other day. And she said, Brother Darrell, I'm cancer free. Thank you for praying for me. You know why? Because our God is awesome. Our God is awesome. Amen. What a privilege it is to serve the living God. He's our healer. He's our joy. He's our peace. He's our forgiver. Amen. What a privilege it is. If you have your Bibles this evening, turn with us to the book of Mark 16. We'll read from Mark 16, starting at verse 1. And we have a little bit of an unusual subject tonight, but the Lord put it on our heart. We just couldn't get away from it. But you know, the prophet of God said that God would call a congregation together like this for one person. Bring a whole meeting together to touch one. Brother Brim said he'd come all the way from glory to make one person well. Said that's what makes him God.
Amen.
And so this message may not be for anybody tonight, but for one. But if it's for you, it's because God put it on my heart to deliver it to you tonight.
Amen.
So I trust it'll be a blessing to the one that this message is for. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight on and Peter 2. And Peter 2. And I want to take a context out of that on the God of a second chance. And we want to read from Mark chapter 16, verse 1. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the tomb at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the tomb?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way and tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall you see him as he said unto you." Now read over to Luke. Turn over to Mark, Luke chapter 24. It's the same story, but it's told from a different writer. We just want to pick it up there and to give it just a different side of this story. But Luke chapter 24, starting at verse 8. Amen. And they remembered his words, and returned from the tomb, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. And it was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And the words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter, and ran into the tomb, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid beside themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which has come to pass. Amen. Let's bow our heads. And Peter too. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to stand in the presence of an awesome God. For Lord, the things that thou art able to do, it overwhelms us, Lord. There is no God like you. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our strength and our joy. You are our healer and our comfort. You're the keeper of our flame. You're our all and our all, Lord. With you, we can do all things. Without you, Lord, we can do nothing. Father, we've gathered here this evening. Lord, and we ask that you would just come, Lord, and make thy word real. May you just step out of the pages of the Bible, Lord, that we could paint this scene, Lord, that our hearts would be touched by your word. But Lord, may we not just be hearers of the word, but may we be doers of that which we hear. And Lord, there's many needs tonight, Lord. And I pray for those, Lord, that was on the prayer list, Lord. God, I pray for those that's in the midst of the storm tonight in Florida. Have mercy, Lord, we pray. Father, those that are suffering with affliction, Lord, and back trouble and things that are bothering them, Lord, I ask you, Father, may thy healing touch come tonight, Lord. And when they leave the building, may they testify of the healing virtue of the living God. Lord, those that have drifted from you, may they come back to the fold. And those, Lord, that maybe are discouraged, may they be encouraged. Father, may you come and warm every heart, Lord, that when we leave the building tonight, may we say, did not our hearts burn within us as he walked and talked with us along the way. Lord, bless the meetings tonight down at Brother Tim Pruitt's, Lord. And all those traveling there, just use them in a great way. May there be great testimonies come forth. Bless the little bride around the world, Lord, tonight. Bless our local congregations. We commit it into your hands for your glory. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated this evening. Now I want to read just a little bit, if you don't mind. Set a little background tonight. I want to read over in Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. And the Bible said, "Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, And to them which sat in the region in the shadow of the death, light has sprung up. Now, from this scripture reading here, I want to draw your attention to the fact that Jesus fulfilled scripture. The Bible said that he said, "Lo, I come in the volume of the books that is written of me to do thy will, O God." He said, "I do that which the Father shows me." Brother Benham said, "He never healed the sick to show his power, but he healed the sick to fulfill scripture." While he was here on earth, Jesus fulfilled scripture. And let me say tonight that if we are the bride of Jesus Christ, while we are here on this earth, we will fulfill scripture. Amen. We were put here to manifest the word that's promised for this hour. This is not Luther's day. This is not Wesley's day. This is not the day of the restoration of the gifts. But this is your day, your hour, your time. It's the bride season. Amen. It's the bride time. It's third pull time. It's manifestation time. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the time that let us redeem our time. Let us redeem the promises that belongs to us. For Christ died to give us every redemptive blessing. If the Bible belongs to us, we should not let the devil rob us of none of it. Amen. We are not the church of tomorrow. We are the church of right now. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, and casting the net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And the Bible said, and straightway they left their nets and followed him. I want you to note this. They were not looking for Jesus. They were fishing. They were not looking for Jesus, but he came looking for them. Let me say tonight, amen. The seeker is seeking the sought out. Isaiah says it this way in Isaiah 62:12, "And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called sought out." Amen. A city that's not forsaken. Let me tell you tonight, you didn't come to church looking for Jesus. You came to church because Jesus is looking for you. Let me say that again. You just thought you come to church looking for Jesus, but you came to church because Jesus was looking for you. That's what brought you here tonight. Amen. Amen. And Jesus said to them exactly what he says to you. Follow me. And the Bible said they dropped their nets and followed Jesus. Amen. And let me say to you tonight, young people, old people, mother, father, whoever you would be tonight, if you feel the call of Jesus, drop what you're doing and follow him. Follow that leading. Follow the leading of the Spirit. You know, here a few years ago, I think Brother Bradley, Sister Sarah was there in a meeting. Brother Danny Torres was interpreting for me down in Nicaragua. And that night, it was a packed out meeting that night, and all the way to the back, as far as you could see, were people. It was over at, I believe it was El Forest where we was at. And that night in the meeting, I just had a mass prayer. Instead of having a prayer line, I just had the people lay hands on one another. And we was up on a pulpit a little bit higher than this, up on the stage. And I looked back about halfway back in the building, there was a woman on the end. And something spoke to my heart and said, "Pray for her." And I jumped off the platform and I went down there to where she was at and I prayed for her. Amen. And when church was over, she came to me. And of course, it was through an interpreter, Sister Joyce interpreted for me, little Sister Joyce. She interpreted for me. And the sister told me this. She said, "Brother Darrell," said, "tonight," said, "you told the people to lay hands on one another." And she said, "I wanted somebody to lay hands on me. And nobody laid their hand on me." And she said, "I begin to cry." And I said, "Lord, why don't nobody want to pray for me?" And she said, "When I said that," said, "something spoke to me and said, I'll lay my hands on you." And she said, "I no sooner said that than you laid your hands on me." Hallelujah. Well, I'm not the Lord, you know that. But the prophet of God said, the only hands he has is your hands. The only eyes he has is your eyes. The only tongue he has is your tongue. If you allow God to use you, follow the leading of the Spirit. If he calls you to repentance, repent. If he calls you for deliverance, receive it. Amen. Amen. While we're here on the earth, let us redeem the time. Let's just don't sit and watch, but let's listen and receive and act while we're here. Let's not just be spectators, but let us be participators. Amen. Peter became very zealous for the Lord. He was at the forefront of all that was happening. He loved the Lord. He loved the hour he was living in. He was a part of what's happening. Oh, let me say tonight, I didn't come to see what was happening. I am what's happening. Are you that way tonight? Can you say amen? Remember when they went to Wellston for the revival and they wanted to find the revival and they found a policeman swinging a billy stick and they said, sir, can you tell me where the Welsh revival is? He said, you're looking at it. I am the Welsh revival. Who is the bride's revival in this hour? Who is the manifestation of God's word in the hour that we're living in? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time you cast off that doubt. The devil's lying to you. The devil's robbing you of your rightful position as a son and a daughter of God. Amen. Jesus loved Peter. He was a part of the Lord's ministry. One day Jesus said, who do the Son of Man say that I am? It was Peter. By inspiration, said, thou art the Christ. Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father has revealed this unto me. And I say unto you, thou art Peter. And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. He promised Peter the keys to the kingdom. The woman with the blood issue who touched the hem of his garment, it was Peter. When the Lord turned and said, who touched me? It was Peter who said, Lord, they are all touching you. Why do you say, who touches me? He said, I felt virtue go from me. Who was that? Peter. It was Peter, James, John, that Jesus took up on the high mountain. Jesus was transfigured before them. It was Peter that the Lord took into the garden and said, watch and pray with me, Peter, for my hour has come. It was Peter that Jesus said, wake up, Peter, and pray with me. Peter was involved with the Lord. Then it came to the Passover. And Jesus said to the 12, Jesus said unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I shall smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. It was Peter that answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet I will never be offended. I love you, Lord. I will die with you. They'll not do you that way, Lord. I'll not let them do you that way. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, Peter, this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me 3 times. Peter said, though I should die with thee, yet I will not deny thee. Such a strong statement, such a leader among the rest of them, that the Bible said all the rest of them agreed with what Peter said. He made such a bold statement. He inspired those around him that they said what Peter said. We will die before we deny thee. The Bible said, likewise also said all the disciples. Because Peter had fired them up. Then they come to get Jesus in the garden. And once again, it was Peter who drew the sword and cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest. And Jesus reached down and picked it up and put it back on. Amen. Then they led him away into the priest's house. And it was Peter who followed afar off. Look at Peter. Look how involved he was in the Lord's ministry. Amen. See, like everything that was happening, Peter was a part of it. And when they had kindled the fire, Luke 22:55, when they had kindled the fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter, once again, Peter sat down among them. But you see, Peter was sitting by the wrong fire. Young people, listen to me. You will always get into trouble when you sit by the wrong fire. Choose your friends wisely. Any person that'll pull you away from this message, any person, any family member that'll pull you out of church, you need to get away from them. Preach burn out. Thank you. I believe I will. They are not your friend. Don't set by the wrong fire. While he was sitting there, the Bible said a certain maid sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon Peter and said, "This man was also with him." And Peter denied, saying, "Woman, I know him not. I'm not associated with that message." And after a little while, another sat down and said, "Thou art also one of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not. I've got nothing to do in this. I'm just trying to get warm." But you're on the wrong fire, Peter. "I'm just trying to get warm. I don't know nothing about no seals." And the Bible says in Luke 22:59, "About the space of 1 hour, another confidently affirmed, saying, 'Or of truth, this fella was also with him. For he is a Galilean.' And Peter said, 'Man, I know him not. While sayest thou?' And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crowed." And the Bible said the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered what the Lord said. "Before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that look? Peter, that had done so much with the Lord. He said, "I don't know him. I don't know who you're talking about." And the cock crowed, and Jesus turned to look at Peter. And the Bible said that Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men that helped Jesus mocked him and smote him. Peter went out and wept bitterly. Can you imagine how he felt? Can you imagine the shame, the pain? Can you imagine the heaviness of his heart? He stood out among the disciples. He was on fire. "Nothing's going to stop me. I've sold out to this thing. But But as soon as he was confronted about what he believed, he backed down. I said, I know him not. After he said, Lord, I love you. I'm ready to die for you. He said, Peter, you think you mean that, but you'll deny me three times before the cock crows. And then seeing what the Lord said come to pass, Peter had fulfilled the words of his prophecy. I betrayed him. I denied I knew him. I didn't take up for him. I didn't take up for what I believed. When they pressed me, when they pressured me, I said, I don't know him. I know nothing about him. I denied him. I denied him in the presence of Pilate. I denied him in the presence of that little woman. When she come around me saying, aren't you the one? I even cursed. I denied him. It seemed Jesus. That image of the face of Jesus. When he turned and looked at Peter. Christ, who is the very essence of love. No doubt his eye was swollen shut. No doubt his mouth was bleeding with it smacked him. And he turned and looked at Jesus. Looked at Peter. He could hear. He could hear that rooster's crow over and over and over in his mind. The Bible said he wept bitterly. He was so discouraged with himself. He said, why do I even live any longer? Maybe that's the way you feel tonight. Maybe you started out on fire. I was determined, Brother Darrell. But I messed up. I got discouraged. I cooled off. I set the wrong fire. I've just messed up. Maybe that's the way you feel. Just like Peter.
Think about it. Oh my.
The disciples were all in the house. It was on the morning of the resurrection. And while they were there, the women come running in. And they were elated. They were rejoicing. They were screaming. They were crying. He's alive. He's alive. Us, we've saw. The angel told us. He's alive. He told us to come and tell you. He is alive. He said, go tell my disciples. Peter might have said, did he say anything else? Did he happen to say anything else? Oh, yes. He said, and tell Peter to. Tell Peter to. I'm alive. Tell Peter too. What was he meaning in that? What, I wonder what that means. I wonder what he's going to say to me. What does it mean? Tell Peter too. I don't know what to do. Only thing I know to do, I'm a fisherman. That's all I know to do is fish. I can't do nothing else. I'll just go back to fishing. Every time he casts his net, he'd come up empty. Everything in his life had fell apart. He couldn't even catch a fish. And he was a fisherman. Oh, what discouragement! Every time he pulled up the net, it was empty. He was so discouraged. He was at his weakest point. I might as well, I feel like just jumping off this boat. I ain't worth nothing anyhow. I'm a failure. I denied that I even knew him. Even if it were true, he would want nothing to do with me. Why would he want anything to do with me? I denied I even knew him. What does it mean to me? He's alive. What does that mean to me? Look at what I've done to him. Maybe that's the way you feel tonight. I've done messed up. I've marred my experience. The Bible said they saw a man standing on the shore. He said, "Have you caught any fish? Cast your net on the other side." And immediately the Bible said, the net was full of fish. They were amazed that there were so many fish and the net never broke. And the man on the shore, someone said, "It's the Lord." And he said, "Bring your fish." And they went ashore. And Jesus said to them, including Peter, "Come and dine." Oh, hallelujah. Come and dine. There's bread and fish upon the fire. Come and dine. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen. You see, you never chose him. He chose you. In all of our mistakes, in all of our failures, and there's not a person in this building that hasn't made a mistake. And yet, he says to us, "Come and dine." It's sitting there with the fish and the bread, the Bible says. He turns to Peter. And he says to Peter, "Lovest thou me?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know I love you." He said, "Feed my lambs." Said, "Peter, do you love me?" "Lord, you know I love you. Feed my sheep, Peter." And the Bible said a third time he said to Peter, "Peter, lovest thou me more than these?" He said, "Lord, thou knowest all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." "Verily I say unto thee, Peter, when thou was young, thou girdest thyself, and you went where you would. When thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not go." The Bible said he spake, signifying by what death that he should glorify God.
Yeah. All right.
And when he had said that to Peter, he spoke these words to Peter. And he said unto him, follow me. Wait a minute. That's exactly what he said the first time he ever met Peter. He picked right up where they left off. What about the denial? What about the shame? What about the heavy heart? It's all under the blood. Follow thou me. Maybe you was at the Louisiana youth camp this year. Maybe you was called up like Peter. You saved the Christ. You got zealous. You come on back on fire. You was the head of the youth rallies. They're hollering amen. You was right up front. Maybe you was confronted by someone. Maybe you got with the wrong fire. Sitting with the wrong crowd. Maybe you fell back in the face of peer pressure. Maybe you find yourself as Peter. Or maybe you just messed up. You got to looking at the wrong thing. Maybe you got to thinking there's nothing for you. You started missing church. Started drifting back. Maybe you feel like, brother, now you just don't know. I have so messed up my life. That may be true. I'm not denying the fact. There's not a person here that's not stumped their toe and had to go before God and say, God, help me. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Maybe you feel like there's no hope for you. There's nothing left for you. God don't care for you. God don't love you. You don't feel nothing. You try to pray and nothing happens. Maybe you just feel like you're way out in left field and everybody else is in the right field. But maybe you can hear tonight what Peter heard. Go tell my disciples. And Peter too. Make sure Peter knows I've not forgotten him. Tell Peter I understand. Tell Peter I still care for you, Peter. Go tell him I'm alive. And tell Peter too. Make sure Peter knows that I asked about him.
Amen.
That I called his name.
That's good.
Yeah. And I say to you tonight, look and see what Peter saw. He saw fish and bread on the fire. And he saw the Lord say to him, come.
Amen.
Come and dine. Come and dine. Whatever you have need of, my table is spread for you tonight. You need forgiveness, you need deliverance, you need restoration. Whatever you need tonight, don't you see, my brother, my sister, God would bring everybody together tonight for the sake of one soul, to speak to one soul and say to that one person, come and die. Go tell my disciples and Peter too that I am the God of a second chance. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. One time in battle, A captain that was leading his unit got shot all up with machine guns, cut all across his body. He was in bad shape. He was bleeding. He was bleeding out. Blood was coming out of his mouth. They pulled him into the medic tent. They called for the chaplain. The chaplain came into the tent. He saw the condition of this captain. His body shot in half almost. Blood coming out of his mouth. The captain said, "Are you the chaplain?" He said, "Yes, son, I'm the chaplain." Chaplain said, "Son, you know you're dying, don't you?" He said, "Yes, I know I'm dying." Captain was struggling, trying to breathe. The chaplain said, "Son, do you know the Lord?" The captain trying to speak, blood gurgling out of his mouth. He said, "You're dying, son, do you know the Lord?" He said, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "I used to be. I used to be." He said, "When did you leave him, Captain?" "You'll find him right where you left him."
Amen. That's true.
You see, you can't even come to God without God calling you first. The very reason you are in this service tonight, God calling you here. No man can come to me except my Father draws him first. God seeking out the seeker, seeking out the sought out. That shall be called the sought out. Who do you think was looking for us? Do you know him, son? I used to. Well, you'll find him right where you left him. So where did you leave him, Captain? He said, I remember now. Now I lay me down to sleep. He found him right where he left him as a child. And you will find him tonight. Right where you left him.
Good preaching, man.
Now I lay me down to sleep. And he turned his head and he died. But he found him right where he left him. And you will find him tonight right where you left him. Go tell my disciples that I've risen from the dead. And Peter too. Make sure Peter knows I still care. Peter, do you hear me tonight? He still cares. He still cares. He still cares. He'll come all the way from glory to make one person well. That's just who he is. That's what makes him God. Do you love him tonight? Let's bow our heads. I've come to take you home. I know that you've done wrong. But for you I'd give my life. Through the sorrow, pain, and strife, I couldn't let you go. Let's leave the past behind. Love conquers one more time. He took her by the hand. Said there's a new day just ahead. I've come to take you home. Heavenly Father, God, your ways never cease to amaze me, Lord. That you can speak to one heart to reach out and touch another, Lord. That you could use the eyes and the lips of one man to reach out and touch another, Lord, who is drifting, who is struggling. For Lord, we are a body. We need one another, Lord. Father, I pray tonight. Lord, I went sideways and everything, Lord. I just could not get away from this thought, Lord. But Father, I believe that you would anoint one man to speak to one soul. Because you care for us, Lord. Father, whether that person's in this building tonight or whether it would be on the internet, Lord, thou knowest. Or wherever it is, Lord. May they hear you say, tell Peter too. Let Peter know. I still care for him. Oh Lord, tonight, Father. May you speak to the hearts of your children, Lord. For Lord, we know on Wednesday nights you've been dealing with the church, Lord. This is the church in action. For whatever you shall bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on the earth, I will loose in heaven. And Father, we know that binding and that loosing comes by the preaching of the Word of God. That a soul can receive the Word and be loosed, dear God, from their sins. And Lord, I'm reminded of the story of the Civil War when the boy had deserted. And his friend went to Abraham Lincoln and begged for his life. Said he's a good man. He just got scared. He's got a family. And Abraham Lincoln wrote a pardon on the back of a brown piece of paper. And he took the pardon to this young man that was in jail. And the young man couldn't receive it because it didn't have the presidential seal. It wasn't on a fancy letterhead. He even told his friend, why would you mock me the day that I'm going to die? And the man said, listen, buddy, I'm telling you, you've been pardoned. You're free. You don't have to die today. And they took the man out and shot him at the firing squad. And they had an investigation, as the prophet told us the story, Lord. And they said, a pardon is only a pardon when it's received as a pardon. Oh God, may you speak to hearts tonight, Lord. May you speak to hearts tonight, Lord. The fish and bread is on the fire. The Master calls to thee. Come and dine. If you're here tonight, friend, I'm going to point you out. I don't want to embarrass you. I wouldn't do that for nothing. But if the Lord has spoke to your heart tonight, I don't care if you're 2 or if you're 80. If you felt like you've drifted on the Lord, maybe let something come between you and God. He's come to take you home tonight. Love conquers one more time. You see, He can always reach further down than we could ever reach up. And if you're here tonight, I just wonder if you just slip your hand up and say, Brother Darrell, it's me. The Word has spoke to me. Would there be one here? Yes, God bless that hand right there. God bless that hand there. God bless that hand there. God bless that hand right back there. God bless that hand there. God bless that hand there. Yes, God sees your hand. God bless His hand right here. Would there be any more tonight? Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
I want to see you. God bless his hand right here. God bless his hand right here. God bless that hand right there. Just waiting. Oh, Lord Jesus. Go tell Peter. Come tell Peter. I understand. My love is so rich, so pure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus has a table spread. Come tonight and drink. Come tonight and eat from the Master's table. Let him restore you. Let him revive you. Let him forgive you. Sometimes it's the hardest thing that we can do as adults or as people is to accept forgiveness. Why don't you just accept tonight? Just confess that and drop it right into his bleach tonight. Never to be remembered against you no more. He said that I could go free. Amen. Anyone else? Just God bless that hand there. Just God bless that hand there, yes. God bless that hand back there. God bless this hand right here. Just waiting for one. Oh Lord Jesus. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of hearts are mended, troubles vanish in the presence of the in the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of troubles vanish, our hearts are mended in the thank you. lift our hearts and our heads to Him tonight, friends. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the sake of one, God will cross the sea to come to one soul. God will come from glory to make one soul well. That's just the way He does it. God grounded an airplane over there in Memphis, Tennessee, and sent the prophet down to one black boy who was dying of syphilis because his mama was praying for the salvation of his soul. That's just the way God does it tonight. For the sake of one soul. For the sake of one soul tonight. Are you that one soul? Won't you reach your heart out to Him tonight? Rich, it's still early, friends. We didn't preach long at all. It's still early tonight. While we're in His presence, don't be in a hurry. Let's just worship Him just for a few minutes. Let Him bathe you tonight. Let Him wash you tonight. Let Him revive you tonight. Let Him renew you tonight. Oh, friends, great things are ahead for us. Great things are ahead for us. The hour is upon us now. This is the manifestation of the sons of God. This is what we've longed for. This is what we prayed for. It's a mighty move. Amen. The move is on. We're going home. Come go with us. Don't stay behind. There's nothing here, friends. There's nothing here worth missing heaven for tonight. Oh, come go with us. We're on a journey. Come go with us tonight. Amen and amen. Troubles vanish.
As I kneel in the dark, in the middle of the night, I'm praying for assurance that everything's gonna be alright. Out in front of me, I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down.
Hallelujah.
My soul and calm all my fear. Now I'm safe from all. there were ways that I could see. Jesus was near to rescue my soul and calm my fears.
And he comes looking for you tonight. Can you say thank you, Lord? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord God tonight. Oh, your love, Father God. Your love, Lord Jesus. How we thank you tonight, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I pray for the congregation tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the same anointing that raised my Lord from the grave. May that same anointing tonight, dear God, that raised my daughter up and gave her back to me. May that same anointing tonight, I pray, fall upon the hearts of every believer in the building tonight, dear God. Oh, Father, revive us. Renew us, dear God. Set our souls on fire. Make us witnesses, dear God. Apart, dear God, as this great army of the last day push for the hour is upon us, dear God. Oh, Father, I ask you tonight. May you rain down upon your children tonight, Lord. Forgive us of our sins. Wash us by your blood. Heal us of our afflictions tonight. We love you, Lord. We believe you, dear God. We accept it tonight on the basis of your word in the name of Jesus Christ. And the church says, amen. Amen. Praise God. Do you love him tonight? Do you believe him tonight? Oh, isn't he one? Let's give him. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, God is so good to us. Amen. Remember the service this weekend? I think Brother Matt Watkins will be with us in the services. Me and Cheryl and Jessica's going to take some time off. I'm coming off the field. We'll take some time off, try to heal up a little bit and just rest. And so we was going to down to Destin, Panama City. That's where we was going, but I guess Michael took care of that, so we'll go somewhere else. But anyway, just to get away for a few days, we sure love you and appreciate you. I count it such an honor to be a part of this fellowship.
Amen. We love you, brother.
Praise the Lord.
I really love you all. I remember as just a little boy sitting here on these pews back in the old church. I remember we had church in the basement where they was building the church upstairs, and some of the pillars of the church, Brother J.D. Whitson and others, and Brother Calvin, my uncle, just pillars in the church. I always looked up to them. It's just such an honor to serve the Lord with this group of his people right here. And I look forward to the day. There'll be no more suffering. There'll be no more tears. And there'll be no more prayers for cancer. And we'll stack the rifles. We'll close the Bibles, and there'll be no more traveling.
Amen.
We go up to Father's house.
Amen.
Sit around his table, just talk, have a good time. All of us be the same age.
Amen.
All of us have hair. Oh God, what a wonderful time it will be.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. May the Lord bless you richly. Amen. Well, I tried to quit early, but we're leaving late anyway. God is good. How many believes God heard your prayer tonight? Amen. Amen. Brother Harry, sing us something. Make us happy. Did you ever practice that song I sent you? Awesome in this place. You are here, awesome in this place. And I worship you. You don't. Amen. I'm going to try to sing it if I can. Amen. You know, you all know I can't sing. I just tell you right now, I can't sing. But this song, I just want to try to sing this song. Send it to Brother Harry. It's a precious song. And we're going to try to sing it tonight. I know some of you may know it just before we go. But it goes something like this. You are here, awesome in this place. And we worship you. We worship you. You are here, awesome in this place. And we worship you, we worship you. You are here, changing people's lives. And we worship you, we worship you. You are the way maker, miracle worker,
promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are the way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Amen. Amen. Sing us something, brother. God bless you, saints. Go in the fear of the Lord. Do you love Him tonight? Amen. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in the fear of the Lord as Brother Harry sings us happy tonight. Amen.
You are here.
Oh, yeah.
And we worship you. I worship you.
Oh, sing it, Harry.
You are here.
Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Hallelujah!
Waymaker,
miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. I know that you are Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keep. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every life. I worship you, I worship you. You are here and you're meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you, for you are way maker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Sin and grace.
What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Oh, isn't it wonderful to serve a living God? Amen. Amen. Thank you all for praying for me, for my back. It went out on me about 3 weeks ago. I was down in Kentucky, got up to get ready for the service, and it went out. And it's been a hard 3 weeks. I spent several days crawling, several days in bed, and several days moaning. But thank you for praying for me. It was an honor to serve with you tonight. Amen. Just go believe and you receive what you ask for. Amen. Let there be great testimonies because our God reigns. Amen. God bless you. Go in the fear of the Lord. Amen.
What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus, what a wonderful name.